Yevamos Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph 13:11, and they're really the same thing all over again. In fact, I think this is the most intuitive to understand from all of them. So we have a case of a gadola uketana. Reuven had two wives, one of whom was a bas mitzvah girl and or older, full grown woman, and therefore their marriage is a doraisa marriage. The second one is a minor, and that was a rabbinic marriage. It doesn't say it explicitly in the Mishnah, but that's the case. So one doraisa, one derabbanan marriage. The ketana is a derabbanan. Ba yavamala gadola. Then Shimon, the brother, first sleeps with the gadola, good old fashioned yibum. The chazar vala ketana, and then after that he sleeps with the other wife, who's the minor. Osha ba achiv vala ketana, or if it wasn't Shimon, it could have been Shimon's brother Levi who sleeps with the ketana. So the question is, like the previous cases, can the first union between the gadola and Shimon Stan? The answer is yes, it can. Lo fasal es a gadola. The marriage to the gadola, the grown bas mitzvah girl or older, is binding. And once they're bound, they can't be unbound through anybody else's unions, and therefore they stay together. And again, the katana, okay, that was a forbidden act, but nothing more happens. There's no need for a get or anything like that. On the flip side, ba yavam al hakatana, if first Shimon, the surviving brother, sleeps with the wife who's actually not yet bas mitzvah, and therefore their obligation to him is only a din derabanan. The chazar vala gadola, and then second, now Shimon sleeps with the gadola, the legal adult's wife. Oshaba achav ala gadola, or similarly, if Shimon's brother Levi slept with the legal adult wife. So since the second one is the real halachik yibum midoraisa, midorabanan, we don't recognize it. Pasal es hakatana. No one can stay married. Shimon can't stay married to the minor girl because now there's a real, you know, union that would have happened with the other girl. And therefore, no one stays married. Again, like in the previous Mishnah, the minor girl needs a get because we're saying that union can't stand. And the legal adult girl, she'll need a get because midoraisa, that was really yibum. So now, even though it happened second, but it was only the first one on the raisa level, so she needs she still needs a get, and also she needs a chalitza as well, because again, to be a psula, we're not acknowledging that it's effective, so therefore rabbinically we say she's not yet resolved it. She needs to resolve it by getting a chalitza. Now, that said, Rabbi Elazar, there are different girsos. The Bartanur had Eliezer, but the Tosiontov, others say the proper girsos, Rabbi Elazar. So it's Elazar ben Shemua, as opposed to Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Melamdena Katana Shetima Enbo. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, we have a solution to this problem. If first he slept with the minor, and then he slept with the legal adult, and so we just said, okay, now everything's messed up. We say, no, there's a way to solve the problem. If Melamdena Katana Shetima Enbo, if we teach the younger girl, to do miyun, she can retroactively say the marriage to Reuven wasn't a marriage, therefore the act with Shimon wasn't active even, was just a zinus, and that didn't count for anything, and therefore there's only one wife, she's a gadola, Shimon slept with her, and now that affects Yibum Midoraisa, and they can be married happily ever after. And indeed, the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar. Now, there are different girsos and shitas in the Rishonim. If this goes back to the previous case, when you have a katana and the chareshet or not. Okay, but that's a machlokas. But in any case, the halacha, like in our Mishnah for sure, is like Rabbi Lazar, that we do, in such a peculiar scenario, do teach the minor girl at least to do a miyun, so that things can be resolved in the quote-unquote best case scenario.